Hey, sluts, I'm Aubrey, an Aquarius Sun, Scorpio Moon, Taurus Rising.
I'm Danny, a Sag Sun, Leo Moon, Libra Rising.
I'm Eileen, a Capricorn Sun, Gemini Moon, and Leo Rising.
Yay, and
And
we're
we're your
your Astro
Astro
Sluts.
Sluts.
Yay, well, welcome to Eileen. Aubrey and I are huge fans of Eileen from Aura Aura. I feel like if you're in the Chicagoland, Midwestern area, you might be familiar with her Aura photography and all her amazing work and her Instagram. And we're really happy to have you here today.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm so excited to chat.
Us too. You've been at least once.
Yes, I've been twice. Once was with my ex though, so we're gonna pretend like I've just been one.
We'll like forget about that, whatever.
I was like, I
Didn't
couldn't really
happen.
remember. Okay, amazing. Yeah. Well,
You're a
I'm a
long time.
multi-timer.
Oh,
Yeah, I've
yeah.
been like four or five times.
And like your most recent one was the rainbow, right? Or no, was that
Yeah, I
before?
had two ago was the rainbow, and then the last one
Oh.
I had was the magenta and red one.
Yeah, that
That was
totally
like
makes
a couple
sense.
months ago. Yeah.
Wait, what about you, Aubrey? What colors have you typically
Well,
been?
I think I've been pretty like yellow,
Yeah.
orangey.
Okay. Oh, so you guys are both kind of like in that same fiery, like red, orange, yellow. Like as like kind of like a baseline, I would say,
Yeah,
right?
mine always are like, there's always warmth. There's
Yeah.
never, I've never had like a cool tone. Out.
Yeah.
If you know anything about me, that is correct. But yeah, I feel like you also have like more the warm tones.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, maybe that's why you guys vibe so well, you know?
I know. I was just like, I'm like, we need to do one
Sorry. Yeah,
together.
we should.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, I'll be back in Chicago. I'll hit you. I'll send
Yeah.
deets.
Okay, cute.
We'll make it happen.
Okay, amazing. Well, we will start talking about you now. Let's shift
Yeah.
things
Okay.
around.
Ask away.
So, will you just tell everyone a little bit about Aura Aura and like how you kind of got started into this world?
Yeah, so Aura is my aura portraiture practice. I kind of got started back in what, like, I think like it was 2016. Had just moved home to Michigan. I'd lived in LA for just over 7 years. And while I was in LA, like, of course, a lot of different metaphysical things just like came into my world, including a friend of mine who, lives in New York still, and she used to go to Magic Jewelry, which, everybody kind of knows about in Chinatown, that like has had an aura camera for like decades now, right? I always think about them as like the OG place. And it's like, no matter who you ever get aura photographed by, I feel like if you're ever in New York, you should definitely go, because it's like an experience. But anyways, like my friend Stephanie, she used to go every month. I think it was starting in like 2015, and got her aura photographed. And it was really interesting to see her post on Instagram, and talk about like what was going on in her life, depending on like what was going on in the photo. And sometimes it would be very similar month to month, and sometimes it'd be wildly different. And so that was basically when I first found out like a camera that photographed your aura even existed, which to me was wild, because when my partner Chris and I first started dating like decades ago, I think we were like 19 or 20, he'd be like, "Your aura is green or it's yellow." And I just had no idea back when I was like 19, 20, what even an aura was. And I've noticed he is more intuitive, where he'll see like the colors closest to your head, and not like, all the layers or colors, right? And so, yeah, I don't know. Like when I moved home to Detroit, it was just like all these things kept kind of coming at me. I think, messages from the universe of like, maybe this is something you're interested in, because photography used to be sort of in my wheelhouse. When I was like in my early 20s, I would write for Real Detroit Weekly, which is similar to like Time Out, in Chicago. And I would go, interview bands and like be that girl in the photo pit for the first three songs, taking pictures, like, but with a 35 millimeter camera. And so aura photography to me is almost like, like a metaphysical way of doing like analog photography, especially with the vintage camera that I use.
So cool. That's so nice.
Yeah, kind of the gist of it.
Yeah, that's amazing. Because I was interested if like it was like the photo route or like the metaphor route, but like a little bit of both.
Totally a little bit of both.
Okay, amazing. So when people go, if they've never gotten their aura photo taken, can you tell them like what happens? Like what is the experience like of getting
it taken? So specifically with my practice Aura, you know, I travel with this dome that I use to create sort of like a mobile studio. And just so that's a consistent environment no matter where I am, because, you know, you've seen me sometimes in like more public spaces versus like now I'm kind of like in a private space, which I prefer. But anyway, so you kind of step into my dome and then you take a seat on the stool. And how the camera actually works is there's these two hand sensors that are comprised of these silver metal plates, and you literally put your hands on them because there's little dots that are reading what's known as like the meridian points of our hands. I always tell people, like, if you don't know what meridians are, you know, something like acupuncture, which we all maybe even like heard of, that also deals with the meridians of our body. So that's basically how the camera actually knows like where the energy is coming from. And so once it reads literally the frequency that that's coming from you, it sends it to the camera, and the camera has an algorithm where it's matching each frequency like to the corresponding color. And so that's essentially like how it works.
That's so cool. It's so interesting. I think we maybe talked about it a little bit, but I don't think the last time I saw you, I did like see colors in when we were doing it, but I've never had that before.
Oh, like in the camera?
Yes.
Yeah. So I've noticed it's like only after you've been seeing me for a while, you start noticing because you're like, wait, what else am I looking at? Because usually, you know, the first couple times you're a little nervous. So that's basically what I see when I'm looking through the camera is different colors that are flashing through. And that's basically the colors it's picking up from you. But what's really funny is sometimes like you'll see a color, but it's not actually in the photo. It's almost like there's colors that are sort of mixing together, right?
Yeah. That's so cool. I love it.
Oh, I think my cat is like getting into some trouble. Anyways, yeah.
Cool. So we'll get more into aura energy land now.
Okay.
So for people that don't know, what is like a good overview of like what an aura is?
Yeah. So an aura is, you know, basically your human electromagnetic energy field, right? So it's subtle energy, and subtle meaning that it's something that we don't really detect with sort of our normal senses. And the aura does stem from our chakra system, which, you know, if you've ever done a meditation or taken like a yoga class, they talk about the chakras. And so, you know, the chakras really is where the colors come from. And so you can think about your aura as really energy that's available to you. And it really is a reflection of like your state of being, or essentially in like layman's terms, like how you're moving through your life, or different like lanes of focuses that you're utilizing at that time. And it's really interesting because some people are really consistent, you know, and sometimes it's like during a certain era of life, but other people, you know, they're different all the time. And so there's no good or bad. It really, I think, is just a cool tool to kind of help you get to know yourself a little bit better.
Yeah, that's awesome. We did have a couple listeners ask, like, if it is a stagnant thing, like, do you always have the same color, or if it does change? So I guess it could depend on the person too.
Yeah, it depends on the person. And, you know, like I was saying, like each chakra to me is like a lane of focus, right? Or you think about it as like a different state of consciousness. And so sometimes we are very set in our ways, and we sort of move through life or experience things in the same way, like no matter what's going on. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? As long as you're happy and like things are going well in life. And other people, they really kind of ebb and flow with like whatever is sort of happening. And so, yeah, it's, I think, you know, all of it is beautiful, all of it is valid, and there's never like good or bad colors, right? Obviously there's, you know, shadow and light aspects, or you can think about like positive and negative aspects of every color. And that's just really all part of sort of like this human experience that we're all sort of going through, which is basically called our life.
Amazing. I love it. I like side eye glanced all right and like set it up so rude. When you're like, some people are stuck in their ways. I'm like,
But like, it's not like a bad thing, you know, it's just.
No,
it's
you're not yeah, no, I'm not actually. I have like all fixed signs in my chart, like in my astrology chart. So I am just like very like, I like things how they are.
And it could be, like I said, like you in like this era, right? Like maybe in like 20 years, like you want to like literally be a different person and like live a different kind of life. And then, you know, of course your aura would reflect that, right? So yeah, it's really cool how it reflects like literally like who we are and more importantly, like what our life is like.
Yeah. I'm like, well, I literally just finished therapy right before this. And okay. I told my therapist all about how I'm moving to Berlin next time I get my heart broken. And they were just like, so supportive. And I was like, You were supposed to tell me to like, relax. So yeah,
it's just part of life's journey.
After I move to Berlin, we'll have to do another photo and see if my aura has changed.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's like very like warm colored of you to even just be like, okay, if this is happening, I'm ready for what's next. Cause you know, like that's kind of part of like a red aura. So even though you think it's like just yellowy orange, just know like there is a base layer of red. Like if you look sort of behind it, right. You think about like different layers of Photoshop, like think about that red as like the background layer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. Well, should we, that's like a perfect. Yeah. Should we get into all the colors?
Sure. Yeah.
So I guess we'll start with red. Just
right.
Give us a little overview, or even maybe when you see like if there's certain patterns that come up with like different people or like life.
Yeah.
Something would be cool too.
So, you know, like every color of course relates to the chakras. There's a few secondary colors that are kind of not directly, but we'll get into that. So like red, of course, is your root chakra. It's a very masculine energy. And it's, you know, for those of us who aren't naturally red, like the both of you, it's during seasons of life when a lot of big changes are happening and it's like life changes, right? But for people like yourselves, if red is sort of how we naturally exist, you know, you really are somebody who is more of a doer, who's like, always like, okay, well, what's next? And always is sort of like trying to keep that momentum going in life, right? So think about yourself as sort of like the creators of like the physical reality that we live in, or at least wanting to always be like engaged in that. Do you guys feel like you're sort of those people sort of in your lives, at least now?
Yeah. Always like have an idea, have to do this thing. Aubrey's famously always like three steps ahead. Like,
okay.
Hasn't even gotten their heart broken. Has the plan for what they're going to do after they got their heart broken. Like, that is very much just us.
Yeah. We have lots of ideas. We like want to do lots of things and big things. And
Yeah. To me, red is always about like output and always like what's next. And always like I said, that momentum, right? There's never a time where you just want to like be still and idle and like not be doing anything or not have something to look forward to. And then, you know, when we go on to like orange, of course, is a sacral chakra, and that deals with more feminine energy. And it is the seed of our creativity. But, you know, creativity to me, it's not like something like purple where it's like ideas, like the actual creative process, which you're probably both familiar with, especially you, Danny, is like, you know, trial and error, being flexible, like experimenting to figure out like what works and like what doesn't work. And that really comes from having like this innate desire to really like want to do that, right? Like I heard once somebody explain orange energy as almost like the shot of espresso that we take in life, right? Oh, hi, Truman. Sorry, my cat is, probably heard him meow.
Welcome.
Say hi. Come on, Truman. Okay. He doesn't want to. He's the older one. But anyway, so like, I especially have known like orange never really shows up by itself. It always is like with like a red and sometimes a yellow. Cause you think about some of the colors kind of fuel or drive the other colors. Right. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, moving on to, with like orange, I typically see it during like times that are a little bit challenging. Like I said, it's like we have to get creative and more specifically in like how we problem solve too. So it is a very creative energy, but it's not just as simple as like orange means you're creative. When I hear that, I'm like, but what does that even mean? And then, you know, yellow is our solar plexus chakra or our navel center, and that's masculine energy. So they kind of alternate between like feminine and masculine energies. And yellow is all about, you know, like our personal power, our confidence. You know, it's where our ego resides, which I know that term tends to have like a negative connotation, but you know, our ego is like, we need our ego to literally like exist in this world. Like we wouldn't be a human without our ego. And so I see a lot of yellow during times when we're dealing with sort of themes of our personal power, whether that's we're feeling empowered or something, sometimes we're feeling like disempowered, right? And sometimes we sort of disempower ourselves when we're being like too self-critical or like you know, overthinking things, and that's where like the color tan comes in. To me, tan is really just like a shadow aspect of yellow, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Which with those three colors that you tend to all both of you be a little bit, do you sort of resonate with like those sorts of themes in your life a lot?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Like always, like since we've been best friends since we were like 3 years old.
Oh, and my like, God. We just always, I didn't know that.
Yeah. just like our whole lives, we've been those people that are like a little bit intimidating and are like so sure of ourselves and confident. And like other people have always kind of been like,
what? We were like 12 and we were like, yep, this is who we are.
Yeah.
Like, and that's really- like, to look back on, but when you're also 12, you're probably like, who the fuck are those
people? Yeah, like not right. Like, we were born with the, or like raised with those like
yeah
qualities of like confidence and like being, I don't know, like just healthy egos.
Yeah.
That like other people don't experience. And I think it's like we've been trying to figure out how to like navigate like not being apologetic, but like
hurting
other people in that.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's totally like all that's within to me, like the yellow realm. Right. And that's why too, like, I mean, like both of you during like at your best, you know, yellow is about being really positive and more playful and more joyful, but like yellow doesn't mean as simply as like yellow means you're happy. That's another one that was like, I'm like, what does that mean? No, like every color has such like a wide breadth of meaning. It can be so different person to person. So it really is about like the combination of colors and sort of like how bright or how dull like the colors are.
Yeah, I feel like we talked about this too a couple months ago, but when I had like a really yellow aura, you were asking me when that was. And I like scrolled back in my Instagram trying to figure it out. And it was like right before I broke up with and it was like such an interesting, like I was in this like weird relationship, like it just like clearly wasn't going well, trying to like figure out how to like still be myself or still be happy or whatever. But it's like, it's funny that like, yes, like the idea of yellow would seem so like, oh, you're a happy girl, like whatever,
right.
But like, behind that, obviously there's like way more going on.
Yeah. And I totally get it. Like, you know, that's very like textbook way of looking at it. And even on my cards, you know, the like the keywords I'll put that with yellow. It's like as joyful. But obviously, you know, during sessions, I give you like the real deal of what's going on. And yeah, I've noticed like, you know, especially with yellow, that it really comes up, especially, well, depending on like how intense the yellow is. When it's really like blown out, I've noticed it's like when you're in those situations where you're feeling like you really have to like advocate for what you need and what you want and like stand up for yourself, right? So it's like exuding your will and exuding your power in some sort of a way, in like a forceful way. So that totally makes sense. That was there during the time when you were like in the breakup or like thinking about it.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. So then after yellow is green. So that of course is the heart chakra. And that basically is, a feminine energy, and that, you know, if it's not who we are, typically, comes about during seasons of like personal shifts and changes. So it's not like red. Usually we're like big life changes are happening. It's when like we're really shifting and evolving. So whether that's, you know, going through therapy and doing the inner work that way, you know, reading self-help books, listening to podcasts, like diving into, you know, that sort of inner stuff yourself. For other people, it's like very tactile, where it's like, oh, I got a new job, but within the job, it's like something they've never done before. Right. Or like you've totally switched like a different field. So like green is always, to me at least, sort of when we feel like we're out of balance and we're trying to like get back into equilibrium. Or you can think about it as like going through a phase where you're experiencing like growing pains. And so, you know, green does have like qualities of being like more nurturing, trying to like, you know, balance, but it's about, to me, like holding space for yourself, right? To really like shift and evolve and go through that uncomfortable process of like getting messy and like shedding an aspect of who you've been to like, you know, welcome this new version of you. And, you know, sometimes green can be about like being that person that holds space for others to do that too, right? But if you think about it, it's like, you kind of have to go through that process yourself to be able to like hold space for somebody else to do that. So yeah, green like does not mean like money's coming to you. I see that a lot like on the internet. And I'm just like, that's so capitalistic, or at least at like, because think about like, you know, green money literally only exists in the United States. Like everywhere else in the world, like money's all different colors, or you know, it's not green.
That is such a good point.
Right.
We're not all talking about that.
We're not all talking about that. I literally never thought about that.
Yeah. So like, I mean, green, you can think about it as like, maybe like, it's about more of like abundance. Mm-hmm. I notice sometimes too, during like these transformative times, like you're reevaluating what you feel like you have, like what resources you have. Right. So green can be, you know, at a soul level. Okay. And this is like a whole nother conversation. Somebody who like is constantly struggling with like, you know, their idea of resources in their life. Right. So idea of like abundance versus like scarcity mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like in Aubrey's like entirely green home right now.
Oh,
encapsulated in the green energy.
It's abundant here.
Yes.
Well, I mean, like, green is like a calming color too. Like in a psychological level, you know, green is a color that our eyes can adapt to most quickly. And so that's why like things like green and blues are like very soothing.
Yeah.
But
green, I like, I don't know if you know this, I only wear green, like all my furniture is green. Like we are sitting on my with a green rug and a green chair and a green table. Like,
has this been always or like more recently?
This has been like the last 5 years. It's been like a gradual takeover.
When did I photograph you last, or when's the last time you got your aura photograph?
Like by myself, it was, I think I was green because I remember being like, oh,
okay,
my aura to be green too.
I was gonna say 3 years ago.
Okay.
Pre-pandemic.
Like at the Ace.
Okay.
Yeah. It was at the Ace.
For some reason, I was thinking green when I saw you, and I was like, wait, because I remember faces. I don't remember names all the time, unless I, of course, I've seen you like a ton. But yeah, I mean, I also think like sometimes like the energy within our aura, like certain colors, especially ones that like we need most in our life, or like themes that we're dealing with most, like that is something we gravitate towards. So yeah, you know.
Well, I have a session booked when you're in Chicago. Like,
oh my God.
Whatever, so okay. We'll have to see.
Okay, we'll talk. We'll see. Okay, so after green is the throat chakra, and this is like a true cyan blue, right? And so the throat chakra is a masculine energy. It really deals with sound, and it deals, so you think about that, it deals with like communication. It's about like self-expression. And so, you know, this tends to me be more of like a secondary color we tend to see. And that is usually, you know, about like when you're dealing with themes of like how you're being heard or seen in the world. So whether that's literally like just being more open and more honest and more vulnerable, or when you're like trying to, you know, figure out maybe like what you feel like your personal truth is, if that makes sense, which I know sounds a little bit like odd. But, you know, I see it a lot during, you know, times when people are like reevaluating like what's going on in their lives, or they're in like a more introspective sort of phase. People who exist more in like blue all the time are sort of those friends who kind of can't shut up, and they're going to tell you things that like you've already heard before. And you're just like, why do you keep telling me this? You know,
yeah.
I think a little like Gemini energy, but in the best way. Right. But, you know, sometimes it can be a bit much.
That's funny though. I love that.
Does that make sense? And I feel like those, you know, you'll see like on the internet, it'll be like, oh, if you have a blue aura, you should be a teacher, which I could see that, you know, if you think about like somebody who is really good at like communicating and expressing, or even communicating, you know, things that they know, you know, being somebody who is more like community minded or, you know, can kind of like own a group makes sense. Because Danny, have you had some blue in your aura in that rainbow one?
I think in that rainbow one there was.
Okay. Okay.
That's the only time.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to say that rainbowy one was like yellow, orange, of course, but then there was like, I think a little bit of green, blue, and maybe some purpley in it.
Okay. So it was like everything. Do you remember what was going on during that time?
I know I was single.
Okay.
That was obviously, that's usually, yeah. usually a thriving time for me. But I think, I'm trying to think if I was.
Something like good was happening.
I know. I'm wondering if it was when I left. Leave that out.
Yeah.
So it's fine. I don't remember if it was like when I left a job or if I was like, I think it was maybe around when I was trying to, but I don't know.
But I think your rainbow one was when, like when I was there at the Ace, right?
Yeah.
So I think we're thinking that was pre, that was like.
Okay. This was September 2021.
Okay. So maybe like, so yes, I think it was when you quit.
I think it was literally my month. Yes. It was like, your I just left. Yes. My single unemployment, which is my, I was so happy. But yeah, it was literally between leaving a job that I'd been at for like 5 years, like from high school. And then I hadn't yet found a job. So it was just like probably crafting and bobbing around, living my best life.
Right.
So nothing.
That totally makes sense then. You were like being creative and also exploring like what was next for you, like purpose-wise, right?
Yeah, literally.
Okay, cool. Thanks for that context. okay, so like after the throat chakra is the brow or third eye chakra, and that's like an indigo blue. I equate it to kind of like the jacket I'm wearing today. And that is that's a feminine energy. And so, you know, I've noticed that is sometimes when people are just going through like a transitional time, right? If it's not who they naturally are, like how they naturally move through life in a transition, it's usually like, you think about like a liminal space, right? And when I think about like a tarot card, when I think about indigo as like a period of time, it's sort of the hanged man. So, you know, when you're like suspended in time and you're like, wait, why aren't things moving forward? And, you know, that I've noticed happens because like the universe sometimes forces us to slow down and reevaluate and like learn to kind of like not just like go and like do what's familiar and what's logical, but like get quiet and listen to like what our intuition is sort of telling us, right? And it's about like leaning into like the unknown, which tends to feel really scary. So, but like, you know, if that's who someone naturally is, which I do have a lot of people where, you know, they're always in like the blues, but like having the indigo as like your background layer is about really, you know, moving through life in a very like go with the flow, kind of like very intentional, needing some flexibility, taking your time, kind of opposite of how the two of you, I would say, naturally exist, right? But it's like, maybe some of your friends who like when you're with them, you feel like you don't even know what time it is. You're just like there. They can like get you out of your head and like thinking about like what's on your to-do list or like what's coming up next week. And you're just like there with them. Mm-hmm. So it's like a very feeling oriented, like your very hypersensitive friends probably have like an indigo based aura. You know, we're all sensitive, but those who exist more up here naturally just like are so hypersensitive, like almost to the degree where in public situations, they can't be out there for too long. They just kind of like want to go home and like literally be with their cat.
Totally. Yeah. Yes. We have friends like that.
Energy too.
I feel like
we have a Pisces friend that like in group settings, like just goes mute at some point. And then when she'll go home and I'm like, oh my god, do you think she's okay? Like, she didn't speak at all. And I'm like, okay, no, that's just like how she is. Like,
just too many things coming at her.
Right. And it's more like, you know, wanting just to be the observer instead of like being like in the conversations. And so, like I said, some people are naturally like that and other people like will find ourselves like in those periods of time, right? Where we're like, wait, but like I used to always want to be out and about and be like the life of the party. And now so all of a sudden I'm like, I don't want to be around like anyone. And so, yeah, that's when you're, you know, trying to open yourself up to kind of reevaluating everything. And then I've noticed, okay, so then after the brow chakra is the crown chakra, which is violet purple, and that is also a masculine energy. And to me, that is about sort of like new concepts, new ideas, new possibilities. You think about the idea of like literally everything exists in this world, right? And this is where we kind of get like downloads, right? Where we just sort of like this aha moment of something that sparks almost like an inspiration, right? So it's not like to me, like we come up with the ideas. It's like, you know, something, the ideas out there in the universe. And like, have you ever read that book, Big Magic?
Mm-mm. No.
I forgot the woman's name, but she also is the author of that movie, that like Live, Laugh, Love movie, I think, right? Where Julia Roberts goes overseas. But anyways, yeah. The magic, I think it's Elizabeth Gilbert is her name. But anyways, that whole book to me is like purple, right? Because she talks about how like she had this idea for this book and then she went somewhere and this other woman she met randomly were talking and they had the exact same idea. So it's like, you know, ideas want to just manifest into the world and they don't care what medium it goes through. And it's like, you know, if you're not going to do it, then it's going to find a different sort of vessel to bring that to life. And to me, you know, that idea that like, this like abstract concept, that to me is purple. So with yours, Danny, when you were kind of like starting all this stuff that you're kind of in right now with like the craft club and right. You know, all I think all your creative stuff outside of work, that's when you really had purple, you know, in your aura, because you've been really in this space of just like downloads, what's next, what is inspiring me to come up with like another new idea or possibility.
Yeah, I love it. That's so nice.
And then other colors. So magenta is a color. So this might be a little controversial. I don't think of pink as an actual color, like your top pink, like that sort of like baby pink. It's more like your microphone pink, magenta, like Barbie pink, right? And that is a color that exists between an indigo blue and then your root chakra red, like not the colors mixed together, but literally in between. And so, you know, magenta is about like our authenticity. You know, it, to me, I've noticed this year for a lot of people, it's almost like inner child theme. Which, funny for you, is a little bit in your aura too. And think about all the stuff you're doing. It's like totally tapping into your inner child. But it's really about like
very Barbie.
Yeah, like very creative energy. But it's like, you know, that energy, that creative energy that where we don't overthink it. We just like do with what feels right. So that's why magenta can be about like being more rebellious or being more independent, being more artistic. It's like not caring what other people have to say, just like needing your own validation and kind of like screw everybody else.
Love that.
And then white, of course, is like all the colors. And white, you know, it's kind of like a tricky color where it's not just like white means you're spiritual. Like I think a lot of people will see like white and that means like, oh, I thought like white was rare. And so white sometimes when it's nice and like mellow and not like crazy intense is usually when we try to connect into that spiritual energy and use it more as like a tool in our life, whether like we meditate or you're very religious and you pray to other people. When it's really intense, I've noticed it tends to feel like static noise. Like when we're in periods of life and things are a little bit foggy and we're just kind of having to wait to see and how things unfold and clear up. But it's almost like things are just too much where we're just like, okay, whatever, like universe, like help me, right? So either way, you're connecting into the energy, but literally white does not just mean like you're spiritual and like purple doesn't mean like you're psychic.
Totally. If I got a white aura, I'd be like, I am the prophet.
I know, right?
I was literally, no one would ever be able to talk to me. I'd be like, showing my future. Your cult leader application. Have you seen this?
Right. So yeah, I just, it really depends on like how the colors show up, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, those are really the colors. And any other secondary colors like turquoise, to me, it's just like green with blue. So you got to think about like the interaction of those two.
Yeah, I think it's nice too to think about them like layering, like you said, like Photoshop layers. Exactly. Is like a good way to think about it too. Like,
yeah.
It's mixing and stuff, but it's like on top of
it's things. Layers. Yeah. And we do see like a baby pink. To me, it's like magenta with some white, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'll see like pink in people's auras or like that color and, you know, the internet or like just like sort of overall meaning of pink is supposed to be like very loving and very gentle. And I'm like, yeah, that's in a situation where that is not the case. And like, you know, magenta can represent self-love to me, of course, because you see a lot of times where it's like pink means you love yourself. And it's like, yeah, because if you're like putting yourself first and not needing other people to validate that, of course, that is like actual self-love, right?
Yeah, totally.
But it's not like pink means like go take a bath. Not that kind of self-love.
A little more nuance here.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just went through all our lovely colors.
Yeah.
Do you notice, I think we talked about this a little bit, but are there ever like specific patterns or like certain color variations that come up for like certain life changes or you see often?
Yeah, so different color combinations are absolutely a thing. My favorite one is sort of that, like your latest one, Danny, where it's got like a red base layer, but then up top, it's sort of this like magenta purple. Sometimes for certain people, it's like more magenta. For other people, it's like more purple. But I love it because to me, that is what I call when we're like this master manifesting state, because it's very masculine energies, right? Because we just talked about like red is masculine energy. Of course, the violet purple, you know, magenta is a little bit of both, but it tends to be very exciting times when we're on the precipice of something new or we're about to like launch a new project or we're kind of in the thick of it. So, you know, think about it as like you're coming up with new dreams and new possibilities and really trying to, you know, figure out if it's like what you want and like, you know, doing it your own way. And then of course, like the red is like the execution of it, right? But some people I've noticed that's like their baseline. And it's, you know, usually people who are in like really highly creative fields where, for example, one of my clients in Detroit, she is a tenured professor who teaches graphic design, but then she and a friend of hers have their own private practice, right? Where they're constantly, you know, branding and coming up with things for clients and then having to be the ones that are actually creating it. So that's like one of my favorites, I would say, that I tend to see like quite a bit.
Yeah, that's cool. When we, the day, I forgot this, but the day that I had that portrait taken was we recorded with Atia about human design.
Oh yeah.
Manifesting generator. So it was just a funny, it was like a very affirming day because that was like the morning and we were talking all about manifesting and human design types and whatever. And then I saw you and then we had that like that colorway come up and you were like, this is like very manifesting energy. And I was like, oh my God, everyone thinks I'm such a
So okay, so you're Manny Jenny, and then what about you, Aubrey?
I'm a projector.
Oh, I am a projector also. Yes. I can see the green being okay. So a theory I'm still working on. So, you know, in human design, the incarnation cross is supposed to be, you know, essentially like our purpose or like how, what we're supposed to be doing in life. And so I'm trying to figure out through the different gates that are tied into our incarnation cross, if I can figure out what people's soul colors are. That way you don't have to like, you know, go to a clairvoyant that you actually trust to tell you. But you know, through like a human design reading, you could potentially, you know, figure that out. And then obviously through aura photography, you can see, you know, when you're moving through life in alignment versus when you're not in alignment.
Yeah, I love that.
Love.
Okay, cool. It's really cool. I haven't gone far with it. I kind of started this a couple years ago and then it like fell off. I think it's like my Gemini moon where I'm just like in and out of things. And all the books back here that I haven't read. A lot that I have. So, okay. It's interesting then, because I feel like a lot of that warm colored energy for you, at least Aubrey, isn't actually who you like, it's who you are now, but not how you are supposed to actually be in life.
Yes. I almost brought up human design earlier. Cause when you were describing like those, like first few, like chakra colors, I was like, that is like how I have been operating. And granted, I think like, at least when I got my like solo shot, I remember it was like, I was like living at my parents' house. Like I had moved home from college. I was living at my parents' house. So it was very much like this, like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Period of my life.
Yeah.
But yeah, like all the stuff about like the doing, going. And I was like, you were saying that. And I was like, yeah, that's not how I'm supposed to be operate. No.
And it's like, I mean, I used to move through life in that way, right? Like, especially when I lived in LA and was like working events and marketing, and it was just like life was nonstop. But then, of course, moving home, it was like stepped into my projectorness, which when I started taking Aura portraits for people, I didn't know what human design was. But it was funny because I had people keep telling me, like, oh, like, you know, have you heard of human design? Because do the chakra, does like your body graph like match, you know, because there's a chakra system in there too, you know, it's a little bit different. But I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'll look into it. And of course, finally, like a year later, I was like, okay, what is this thing everybody keeps telling me about? And then I was like, I had this aha moment. I was like, oh, okay, I wonder if there's any connections between like our aura colors and then of course human design. And then, because I always have people asking like, oh, does my, you know, sun sign specifically, they're like, I'm an Aries, is that like, is that why I have a red aura? And I'm like, not really, because, you know, you don't, have you had like the rest of your chart read? There's so many nuances, it's not like just your sun sign. But, you know, since astrology is part of human design, I feel like human design is a little bit more integrated with like a lot of different things together. But yeah, so that's sort of like a little project I'm trying to bring into the world slowly.
That's super cool. No, we love that. That is very cool. But so yeah.
Did you guys choose the colors of your microphones?
Yes. Yes. I'm like always green in life. And Danny is like
always that magenta.
Prominently pink. So yeah. Like our like podcast kind of branding is all pink and green stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I feel like that's the human design aspect of you guys. And now I'm curious about this whole soul level, like aura colors.
Yeah, I would be so interested in that.
I know, that's very cool.
Well, I guess, yeah, maybe we should talk about like the idea of soul colors, because I think that's something people don't understand. So, you know, soul colors are basically this idea that we are born with like two colors, essentially. Sometimes I think it's one, but from what I've heard from my client who can see, she says it's two. And so I think, you know, when you take those quizzes or you listen to someone like Mystic Michaela, who's like talking about auras, right? And like, it's like the authentic colors, you know, that's who we are at a soul level. But of course, you know, we're all humans. We have the same chakra system. We all have to deal with like life. And so we'll sometimes be out of alignment or, you know, be in what's known as like, you know, the inauthentic colors. But to me, it's just so that we have an understanding of like the full human experience, right? Except for people who are like literally the same color forever, all the time. Not that it's a bad thing, but, you know, maybe I'm also just not catching them in those little moments where, you know, they're a little bit like outside of their normal sort of structure, if you will.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then she says like behind those colors, she sees what's known as our shadow colors, which are also two colors. And so I think that's really cool, because then you can kind of figure out like, oh, like this is when I'm moving through life in like an aligned way. And then this is when I'm out of alignment. Through human design, I don't know if I can figure out like the shadow colors, but I think, you know, starting at least with your soul colors is pretty helpful.
Yeah, that's very cool. I'm very obviously we both like, I feel like we're so drawn to like aura photography and anything to do with color, because we both like, I just obviously love all the colors. I love colorful everything. And then obviously has their pink, or their pink, no, their green, like era, their green life they've created. So I feel like we both have like a separate, but like same like obsession with like color and totally, just how it shows up in like spirituality. And then just also like in people's wardrobe and like everything.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's cool.
I love that. I think like as humans, we're just drawn to color in general, because it is a reflection of like our lives and like what we experience. We just like don't consciously know that. But of course, you know, within the last decade or so, people are becoming more and more aware. And I've noticed since, you know, I've been doing aura photography, you see like ads now and like everything's a gradient. Everything's like an aura background, which is amazing. Yes, of course. Yes. So I think like subtly it's been going into like sort of our collective consciousness, which is a good thing that everyone's becoming just, you know, more self-aware, or at least becoming more curious about themselves and like what all this stuff means.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're all, Danny's a Libra rising and I'm a Taurus rising too. So Venus is both of our chart rulers. So we are also both like just very aesthetically driven.
Okay. I don't know that much. I mean, I've had my chart read multiple times and I've had like my Vedic chart, but I don't remember all the details. I'm just not like that person.
That's okay.
I'm a Leo rising. I know I have a lot of Sag in my chart. Yeah, I think.
Yeah. Makes sense. I'm a Sag, but I feel like just we literally talk about this all the time. They're like Sag, Gemini, they're like the opposites, but we think they're a lot more similar than different. So I appreciate and see a Gemini very, very clearly.
Yes, I have a lot of Gemini friends, which when I found out I was a Gemini moon, I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But also just, you know, because I think, right, our moon sort of rules our moods, sometimes a little like hot or cold. At least my close friends and my partner tells me that.
Only the people see it.
Yeah, it's just my Gemini.
Just along for the ride.
I guess we haven't talked about like placement yet of
placement is important, just in terms of like understanding like what you're bringing into your life and things like that. So it's a little bit different when you talk about yourself versus the photo, because the left side of our bodies is actually the right side of the image, and that gets mixed up a lot. And so it's a little bit of a cringe moment when I see people reading it backwards. But anyways, and like, it's not something like I made up, right? Magic jewelry also talks about it this way. They talk a little bit different in terms of more of it's a timeline. So I always look at aura images as there's multiple ways to read it. Because, you know, we as humans are multidimensional beings. So of course, like our energy field is multifaceted too. But the left side of the body is always going to be where energy is coming in. So the right side of the photo versus right side of the body, left side of the image, that's always going to be what is like leaving. And so for the left side of the body, that can be sometimes like what's coming up in the future, but you can also look at it as maybe like what you're seeing yourself as right now, because you're really cultivating that within yourself and trying to bring it into your life, versus the right side of the body, left side of the photo. This is what's known as like the masculine expressive or like the yang. So this is the yin. This will be what you're letting go of, but it can also relate to sometimes, especially if there's a different color here, what was going on in the recent past. And that's really just sort of cycling through. And then of course, up top is always just like your everyday, right? And there's not exactly like a timeline of like each area represents a certain amount of time, because we all go through things differently. I know at Magic Jewelry, they'll say it's like each area is like a week, which I think is like a good general sense, but I've done experiments and sometimes it's quicker, sometimes it's not as quick. But basically, yeah, energy moves this way. And it was funny, once I was at a party doing, you know, aura photography, and a doctor was like, oh, well, that's how blood sort of flows through, like our heart pumps blood through our body, like, and generally in that direction also. So it's cool to see like how everything actually ties together. And that's why I cringe when I see people say it's like this way. And I'm like, no. Yeah.
How often do you take your own photograph?
I don't do it as much anymore, because I can kind of feel out maybe like where I'm at. But I used to do it every single month for probably about like 5 years. And so I've been like every color pattern. And so that's how I think I really understand what everything means, because I've gone through it myself. But then talking to, you know, like you guys, like everybody I've come across, it's really interesting hearing that, because then it just adds to this sort of like library of knowledge, like in my brain. And that's what I'm sort of like trying to convey to everybody, but like in a more basic, just like a template way, because obviously, you know, this is not like a psychic reading. I'm not going to be like, this red means whatever, but like, I'll tell you like, this is what red generally means. And then like, you kind of tell me something and I'll be like, oh, okay. You know, in my private sessions, that's what I do. Basically, it's like, we actually have a conversation, and it's like through actually a little bit of feedback, you know, I can really put together the pieces. Similar, like in a tarot reading, if you're like literally sit there and say nothing, like you're not like helping your reading, right? Cause you give like one little bit and like it opens up all these doors for the reader.
One of our listeners, which I just think is, I think it's a silly, sweet question. They asked if there's anything they can do to change their aura.
Yeah. You know, I mean, as long as you're happy with what's happening in your life, you know, there's no need to change your aura.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've known things like, you know, meditating, I've noticed, doesn't really like change our energy in big ways. It's for most of us, it really just changes the clarity. Like if it was really dull, it might be brighter. But, you know, certain things like energy work, specifically what I've been studying a little bit more is like Eastern like medicine. And there's this thing called the microcosmic orbit, which I know sounds really strange, but it's this sort of practice of understanding how to sort of like open up your energy pathway and like circulate your energy. There's an Instagram post where I talk about that. And I was like doing an experiment when I was at work at my studio, and I was able to shift a color kind of quickly, but then it like went back away. So I think there's certain energetic practices that absolutely can help you really like shift your energy. But, you know, to actually shift energy, it's like, not like how you feel, right? So just think about like your aura is literally not a mood ring. It's more like your mindset, but then, you know, you could think and like, you know, have a certain mindset, but then without actually like taking action or changing how you move through life, like that won't change your aura either. I've noticed sometimes things that can change our aura more quickly is like music. Not everybody, but you know, there's sometimes certain songs that, you know, feel like they transport you to like a different place, a different time, like almost you were a different person. And I've noticed that is what can, you know, from like a moment to moment, change more quickly for some people.
Yeah, that's cool. I know, I was like, when someone like put that question in, I was like wondering if it was like an Aubrey moment.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to get green. Like, how do I get green? Or like, I'm like, are you just, please be green, please be green, please be green.
Yeah.
I think it's just energetically or aesthetically. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I feel like if you're somebody who kind of like does energy work in terms of like you kind of understand how to like mm-hmm. open different chakras and like do meditations with your chakras and maybe try to open up a certain one, like that could work. But I don't think it's just like, you know, thinking about it in like a sort of basic meditation that's gonna sort of happen. I don't know. It could be like a fun experiment. I do have one of those sort of like computer systems where you can see your aura changing in real time. I don't do it sort of public facing. I have it just as like a, you know, I've played around with it to see. And that's how I know too. You always will go kind of back to like your baseline, right? But yeah, that could be an interesting thing to test with.
Yeah.
Slightly off topic. Can I ask you about your necklace? I love the number.
Yeah. I don't know. 333 is sort of my number. I love that it adds up to 9. I like the number 9 because it's supposed to be like this number that represents everything and nothing, like all at once. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and I like the number 3 because it's sort of like, you know, the Trinity, which is like a very magical number. But I know 333 represents like sort of like universal support. And I sort of just like to remind myself that, you know, the universe has my back at all times.
I love that. I'm obsessed with the number 3, like always have been. Like,
okay.
Like since I was a child, like I open up the microwave on a multiple of 3. Like I have my volume on a multiple of 3. Always, always.
Okay. Cool. What about you, Danny?
I don't know. I'm not like, I feel like I'm less connected to a single number.
Okay. Okay. There's nothing wrong
with
that. We
did like a whole like numerology episode too. And I was like, it's still like, there's not like one that sticks for me. Right. I like the numbers, but I think that's more because I'm like a little type A. Like for some reason. I think that's less spiritual and yeah. More like I like it. Even divisible number.
Right, right.
I mean, I love an angel number.
Right.
Of course. Yeah. Master manifester.
I'll take any sign I can get. Maybe that's more of it. I'm just like I'm like grass. A 5 today? Sure. Sure. We'll take 5.
Now, do you guys know your life path number?
Mine is 6.
I think mine's 5.
Okay. I'm not familiar with those. Huh. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I did a whole episode like more recently. That's why.
Okay, I'm gonna have to go listen to that one.
Yeah, we did like because all the like numbers like line up to planets too. So
oh, we could, like, okay,
like, look at your birth chart and like get all these different like
numbers from it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to definitely listen to that because that's really interesting. I never thought about that, but it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's like a huge book that I have too. It's like cosmic numerology, but it's all about like connecting like astrology to numerology and the planets. It is like a cool, it's a nice practice.
Oh, I love it. Everything is totally connected, right? No, it's just all the things, our different tools in our toolbox of self-awareness.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a question about, I won't make Aubrey speak about their experience, but I've never done a couple session and I would like to know a little more about that.
Yeah. So, you know, the cameras were designed just for one person. So it's literally reading you as one person. Right. And that's why I really don't do more than like two people. Cause like, what is it reading? It's like for novelty, which is like not accurate. And the Capricorn in me is like, well, why would you do something if it's like not the truth? Right. Yeah. And I guess it's like part of my design too. In my human design, it's like, I'm like, I need to know like the truth. So anyways, so what happens, you'll each get one hand sensor. The camera's literally reading you as one. So if you don't do individual ones, especially during that time, you're not going to know like what colors are coming from who. But it's cool because the colors will sort of relate, sort of like show you your relationship dynamic, but kind of like the ones by yourself, it'll also show sort of like the story of what's going on within like that chapter of life, right? Because sometimes I do have people where I only do couple photos for them. And it's cool to see like the consistency over a period of time and then something in their lives are like changing. And then obviously it's wildly different. But yeah, and I've noticed like if you do it together or separately, usually one of three scenarios will happen. Either your colors will kind of combine where colors in both of your separate ones will be in the one together. Sometimes one person's energy is more dominant. That's not necessarily a bad thing. And then sometimes it's like completely different than like what you would be by yourself, right? Like colors together that wouldn't show up by yourself. And so it's always fascinating and it's an interesting conversation to have depending on like what shows up.
Yeah, that's really cool. I want to do one with you.
Yeah.
I want to do all the combos.
I once had someone here in Detroit. She brought in like all the women in her family. So it was like her mom, her sister, her grandmother, her aunt, and they all switched off doing like ones together. And also the individuals. And so it was kind of interesting seeing sometimes, I can't remember exactly what it was, but I think it was like her and her sister together had the same aura as like her mom by herself or something like that. That's
really cool.
Yeah, it was just really fascinating to see like the group dynamics of like what was going on. And they just like, you know, just had like a wildly amazing time. They'd be like laughing once we like opened it. We're like, oh my God.
That's so awesome. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's really special.
I know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're not going to talk about the one you did together. It doesn't exist.
I do remember. I won custody of that photo. Like, it is in this apartment somewhere. But so I think it would be like help. I think it would be interesting to go look at it and be like, no, yeah. Cause I remember like everything you were saying to us was like, what month were you in Chicago when it was cold, I think.
I mean, I was in Chicago so much, it's hard to say.
At the time.
But I think you had said, if I look at your appointment time, that was September of 2022.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or August.
Okay, that's
right. Yeah, September of 2022.
Okay, that's super interesting. That's super interesting. Cause I had like extreme downfall like right after that.
Oh, okay. Well, we can always talk about it in a different way. Obviously, like, you know, I can like look at it a different way, like after you like say certain things, right? Mm-hmm. Tell me certain things. Cause sometimes like green together in a couple photo, it could be good or bad. Right. Just depending on the situation and things like yellow too.
Yeah.
I mean, all colors. It just really depends.
It was also pretty yellow. I feel like it was like a lot of yellow. And then in like the bottom right, there was like something else. I don't remember what color though.
So something else coming in. I mean, do you feel like that was a time where the both of you were butting heads a lot, or it's almost like a power struggle or like,
yeah, we were like,
who's right, who's wrong,
in the process of moving in together.
And like, I had started a new job that
okay.
like, it was like, it was, we had been in like own bubble kind of like pandemic, like summertime, like we were just in a bubble. Yeah. It was like, everything was great. And then that was like, right when I started to be like, okay, actually we have to pop the bubble. Cause we have to like, I have to keep living my life.
Mm. Okay. Well, yeah. We can talk offline okay. about it.
Anything else?
I don't think so. Do you feel good?
I feel great.
I feel yeah, great. I think we covered a lot.
So much.
More than I've like put out there in the world. So
thank you.
Of course. Thank you.
Okay, that was a bad sentence. As a reminder, you are Eileen from Aura Aura, and where can people find you on like Instagram, your website, where can they book with you?
Yeah, my Instagram is We Are Aura Aura, and online it's just auraaura.co. And yeah, I'm coming to be Chicago in October, and I'm pretty sure I'll be in Indianapolis at some point this fall. Confirming right now, San Francisco, Washington, D.C. There's a couple other cities that were kind of being confirmed, maybe have fallen off the map. So we'll just stick with those for the ones that I'm pretty sure about. And then, of course, here in Detroit, I'm going to be moving my studio. So I'm kind of taking some time off from stuff here, but I'll be back and at it, this winter.
Yay, amazing. Well, thank you so much. We are obviously going to be coming to see you when you are here in October. but thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, you're so cool. This is so
yeah, you are so cool.
Oh my gosh. Thank you guys so much for having me. I can't wait to see you both. I'll see you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Bye.